My name is Claire Steverson, Overland College class 2011, and I'm a studio arts major. Boyer's Portrait of a Man, created in 1814, serves as a prime example of one of Boyer's numerous portraits created throughout the span of his artistic career. Boyer, however, did not always work in the style of portraiture. In 1785, when he moved to Paris, he specialized in gallant pictures and scenes of seduction. In 1794, one of his erotic images elicited accusations of obscenity, to which Boyer faced potentially harsh penalties that threatened imprisonment. In the wake of this mishap, in addition to the emergence of the French Revolution and Napoleon's empire, as well as the need to establish a marketable form of work, Boyer switched to portraiture. The emergence of the French Revolution created a large demand for portraits of people who were major figures in the Revolution, as well as the bourgeoisie of Paris, to which Boyer focused his subject matter around. A general trend towards portraiture had been in existence since the late 17th century. The portable bust-length portraits, which from the Renaissance onward had been a medium of communication between the nobles and aristocratic courts, transitioned to the recording of the faces of the bourgeoisie and in the process switched to more delicate substrates such as paper and canvas. In addition to the influence of these new political movements, Boyer's transition to portraits stemmed partially from the need to establish a marketable form of work. Boyer capitalized on the fact that he could complete one portrait in a very short amount of time. His sitters only sat for 2 hours or so. Boyer recognized that this was an untapped market and knew that he could provide the public with a new portrait type that was not readily attainable before. Boyer's ability to create an image of good likeness in oil that was quickly produced and affordable provided Boyer with the success he received within his career. By 1827, when Boyer retired from painting, he had produced over 4,500 portraits, which must be accredited to the quickness and efficiency of his process. Because of the amount of portraits that Boyer produced, it is difficult to find specific information on one particular portrait. In Portrait of a Man, there is really no indication of who the male sitter is or anything about his background. What I have found most helpful in analyzing this particular work is observing the general commonalities that the majority of Boyer's portraits share. Boyer's small bust-length portraits explore the implications of costume, textile, and body, which act as a means of expressing one's social status. Boyer used costume as a secondary signifier that was used to articulate gender as opposed to class. In the second half of the 18th century, men resigned the sartorial spotlight to women in what was called the Great Masculine Renunciation. A new modesty of male dress emerged in result to the rise of the middle class, and the importance that was placed on industry greatly affected the former aristocratic fashion by discrediting their connotations of leisure and luxury. This new form of male modern costume, as seen in Boyer's portrait series, can be observed in the dark clothing and simple hairstyles worn by the male sitters. Decorations were kept to a minimum, with the exception of those sitters who donned military uniforms or medals, which very little did. However, the male sitter in Portrait of a Man is wearing a small pin on his left breast, which resembles some military connotation. The female sitters who posed for Boyer felt the need to display their husband's wealth by adorning themselves with jewelry, lace, imported clothing, and bonnets. The construction of women that took place during this period of time is clearly represented in Boyer's small portraits. Younger women wore sexier clothing, revealing their chest and shoulders, whereas older women were more covered up. Male costume portrayed no disparities according to age, and all of the male sitters were covered with cravats and collars up to their chins, such is the case in Boyer's Portrait of a Man. In addition to their sartorial commonalities, Boyer's portrait series shared similar physical characteristics. The portraits were painted on canvas that had been manually stretched to their standard size of 22 by 17 centimeters or 8 by 6 inches. The canvas was often crudely woven and low grade, either due to the fact that Boyer was trying to save money or was prevented from obtaining better materials by the Napoleonic blockade. There were no underdrawings or preparatory sketches, most likely due to the fact that Boyer was able to produce his portraits in a fast amount of time. Boyer also positioned his sitters facing three quarters to the right or left against a solid black background, again attributed to the quickness of his production. His sitters' faces were always calm and often look off to the side. You can see many of the characteristics in Portrait of a Man that Boyer's other portraits share. In looking at but one of Boyer's portraits, one can gain a pretty good understanding of what his other portraits look like. It is important to consider the sameness evident in his portrait series and to understand the completely formulaic nature of Boyer's exploration into the image of identity of the bourgeoisie in Paris of this time.